Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. Big Jake here with a couple in-studio guests, Jim and Teresa Phelan. How are you all doing this morning?
We're doing great this morning. It's good to be down.
Yeah, absolutely.
How are you doing, Jake? Broadcasting.
We're so great. We're glad to have you in. It's like a tradition. You know, every year we have you both back in to chat a little bit about hot air balloons and what you guys do and, you know, the balloons themselves, which are an interesting thing overall. So we're glad to have you back in. Balloon Fest this weekend, of course, and TreyBalloonFest.com, or follow along on their Facebook page for all the details. Friday through Sunday, live entertainment. Of course, the Balloon Glow is very popular, and there's all kinds of stuff. And Jim and Teresa have a couple of different balloons. The main one that, you know, is pretty normal is the Good Grief one, correct?
That's correct. We've been flying that balloon for a number of years. That's actually the balloon that we flew Russ Withers in about 12 years ago when he had flown with us. And as we were flying through the air, he saw all the kids chasing and hollering and looking at the balloon and all the smiles. And when we landed, he said, "We want to sponsor this for a long time," he said, "because this is the kind of thing we want to connect to."
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Balloon Fest is a big deal, you know, in the Centralia and surrounding communities. 35th one this year. That's hard to believe, that's for sure.
It's a long time.
Have you guys been coming to a few of those, or?
I've probably been about 33 of those events. Flown here as a pilot, about 22 or 3 of them.
Teresa, and you guys come down every year and kind of spend like a week or so or longer, right?
We came about a week ago, and we've flown about 4 or 5 times already. When the weather gets to where we think it's flyable, we want to be up in the air and put smiles on people's faces and take that opportunity to enjoy the good weather. And, of course, flying balloons is all about the weather.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, what's kind of the ideal weather pattern for you know, a flight?
Our best weather, I like to say, is about 5 mph. We can fly a little faster than that, but it's the nicest. You have the nicest landings. You get great sights. We like sunshine. The weather makes a big difference. We were going to fly yesterday morning. It was very cloudy. Low ceilings, didn't look very pretty. You probably could have flown, but it wouldn't have been a real pretty flight. Mm. This morning, the sun was shining when we left Centralia, and the balloons were flying. They had a totally different view of what the world was with that sunshine shining.
Yeah, obviously, no rain would be, you know, that's a big contributing factor.
Yeah. Obviously, when it rains, we can't fly, you know. Then from there, we go down to where if it gets too fast, we can't fly. We went to fly last night, and because of the high dome, high pressure we have here right now, the winds were calm, and so we couldn't fly at all last night. We just wouldn't have gone anywhere.
We call that an elevator ride. You go up and you come straight back down.
There you go. Not much to – it's probably still pretty cool for those that don't see it all the time, but it's not necessarily a traveling sort of thing.
Yeah, and the problem with that, when the winds get too slow, is where we don't have any direction with our balloon that we can guide them someplace. Mm. When we're over town or over the middle of a 160-acre cornfield, there's just no place to land. Yeah. And so that becomes a very stressful flight at that point.
Yeah, and, you know, I think this weekend, Friday is it's looking a little tough weather-wise. I know there's some storms and stuff in the forecast, but usually even if there's some storms, it always seems like at Balloon Fest, it clears up at some point, and at least we get the balloon glow in, you know?
We're sure hoping so.
You know, it always seems like even if they don't get a flight and a takeoff and everything, which is so cool to watch, at least you get the balloon glow in, it just seems like every year.
As you get towards evening, that wind calms down, you lose the heat, so you lose the thermal activities, you lose the thunderstorms, that building clouds that we have out there. And so when you get to that dark time, which is about 8 o'clock right now, the winds tend to calm out in the park. It's got a lot of tree protection. And so many times we have a glow when you think there's going to be nothing that's going to take place. So I encourage people to come out to the glows because they usually take place.
Yeah, and Saturday, though, looking good, I think, for flights during the day and the glow, obviously.
It is. And Saturday night, the balloon that Withers is sponsoring, we're going to fly an American flag off the bottom of the balloon, and we're going to fly that off as one of the first balloons that we fly out. Just kind of a tribute to the veterans and people that we've had associated with that.
You got Blue Enough. That's the name of the new one, right?
That's correct. It's a new balloon that we just bought a year ago. Brand new balloon, doesn't have very many hours on it. And so we're going to fly the flag with that balloon Saturday night.
Very cool. It's got different shades of blue and white, and it's got that kind of checkered flag pattern on the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then your other balloon, of course, Good Grief. That's kind of a classic. I feel like whenever you got it, now it has – some hints of Withers Broadcasting colors in it. Do you realize that?
No, I didn't realize that.
It's got red, white, and blue is kind of the colors of Withers Broadcasting's logo. And so it kind of makes sense that you guys have a red, white, and blue. It's also got yellow on it, too, of course.
I guess,
but it's just funny.
We can say we intentionally did that.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That
you
balloon
set it all
might
up.
might be a little older than when we first started having Withers for
before you even knew, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. I was trying to think. I think last year we had you in, of course, to talk. And it seemed like I remembered an interesting fact about Balloon Fest, and I wanted to mention that before we go. Is it cold at the top of the balloon? Did you tell me that last year, Jim?
Actually, it's warm at the top of the balloon.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense than being cold.
The cold would be the air gets cooler as you go up. So on even like these hot days, as you go up in the air, the air gets cooler every 1,000 feet that you go up by about 2 degrees.
Okay.
So it might be 60 degrees in the air when it's maybe 80 on the surface. But the top of the balloon, the way we put cold air into it, makes it round, and then we put heat into it, and then it's like a steam kettle. That steam comes out of a steam kettle, it rises. Well, that's what that hot air does also. The hot air makes the inside of that balloon be lighter than what it is on the ground, and then it wants to rise. And so it takes about 100 degrees of temperature warmer than what the outside air is to raise a balloon. So if it's 65 degrees this morning, we're going to be at least 165 degrees at the top of the balloon,
inside.
And it's going to rise inside the balloon. And if we get it to 175 degrees, the balloon's going to lift. And if we let the balloon cool and it goes to 150, it's going to come back down to the surface.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool stuff. It's like a science experiment up in the air at all times.
It is.
Yes,
it is.
Yeah. Jim and Teresa Phelan, longtime balloon pilots and, of course, longtime pilots for the Withers Broadcasting sponsored balloon out at Balloon Fest. And it's a very interesting thing. Are you guys flying anywhere today or this afternoon?
We're going to fly this afternoon, this evening here about 5:30, something like that. We're going to fly probably out of the park again this evening, depending upon where the winds are going. And then we'll fly any time that we can fly from now through Sunday evening.
Yeah. We had a couple of balloons up this morning.
I saw my wife called me and said, she goes, oh, it must be Balloon Fest weekend. She already saw some balloons out in the air. So that's pretty. It always seems like on the first day of school or around the
because
the way it lays, obviously, with Balloon Fest. But I know one year they landed a balloon right next to my daughter's school.
Uh-huh.
And so her first day of school picture is a balloon in the background. I'm like, this is just perfect, you know. Well, it's very cool stuff. And if you get a chance, I mean, the park is open, so, 5:30 tonight, stay out of their way, of course, but, I mean, they're more than willing. Jim, Teresa, and all the pilots are always very accommodating. Anytime we've ever gone out to the park when you guys were doing test flights the week of, you can stand there and watch the balloon kind of get blown up, and then take off, and it's a very cool experience to watch ahead of time as well as on Balloon Fest weekend. So
balloon people like to show what we do. We're almost kind of show-off people from that standpoint that, we enjoy having people see what we do and explaining to them how it all works. As they come out to the balloon glows, they come up to the baskets and they ask questions. And, the pilots are very willing to share the knowledge of ballooning that we have.
Yeah, it's a cool thing. So go check it out maybe tonight in the Centralia area, or just look up if you want to drive around town and see if you can find a few of them out racing. And, of course, this weekend, Centralia Balloon Fest. Go to the Centralia Chamber website, centraliachamber.com, or find the Centralia Balloon Fest Facebook page. And come on out. We'll be broadcasting live Friday night here on WMIX. Jim, Teresa, we appreciate you guys coming in. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it.